So, colleagues, we have one, two, three, four. One of the four is a second reading. Those giving testimony, given the tightness of the schedule, I'm going to simply ask if you could, you know, maybe give a few sentences top line. We've all read the reports. And if anybody has any questions, entertain questions from the City Council. So first up will be 888.
Accept bid of Moore Excavation, Inc. for the Wheeler Reconstruction and Green Street Project for $7,886,940.
Thank you. And while they're coming up, the usual disclaimer, I have nothing to do with this from a Wheeler Reconstruction perspective. Purely coincidental. Good afternoon. Good morning. Sorry.
Good morning, Council. I'm Larry Palat from Procurement Services. I'll kind of cut through the front part of the typical report. This report is to award a contract to Moore Construction and Excavation, $7,886,940. It was previously approved in an authorizing ordinance. The Bureau of Environmental Services and Procurement Service had established the typical 20% subcontractor and supplier equity goal. There is a total of $891,162, or 11.3% of DMWESB participation for the project, including seven DBE firms at $726,600 doing trucking, concrete cutting, and traffic control, one MBE firm at $105,000 for boring, and two WBE firms at a total of $59,562 doing landscaping and cure-in-place pipe lining. Moore Excavation is located out of Fairview, Oregon. They are fully compliant with all city contracting requirements. That's the short version. We have someone here from BES and someone here from Moore Construction if there is specific questions.
So I only have one, and it's the obvious one. We fell below the city targeted goal on MWESB. Why?
The outreach was done there in compliant with all of our SEP subcontractory program requirements. They've done outreach. They've done all of they've been able to check all the boxes. Moore Excavation is here. Gary Stevens, if you want to ask a specific question. He's right.
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind coming up and just giving us a few details on that. Good morning. Thanks for coming in again. Appreciate it.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. I'm Gary Stevens. I'm the Chief Operations Manager for Moore Excavation.
Thank you.
We solicited 86 solicitations for MWBE contractors. We received 18 quotes out of those 86 solicitations for only 20%, which was consistent with the last time I was up here. It was, ironically, it was 20% also. I'm not sure if you know the effort that we go to, but we are required to do a good faith effort, as you're aware of. But we fax and email requests to all 86 of these contractors. And we follow up with phone calls. We just don't say, send a fax and just expect them. We follow up, phone call, remind them about the bid opening. And it's just really disheartening to only get 18 quotes out of 86.
Is this in part, I have been hearing anecdotally in our conversations around housing construction that subcontractors are just overwhelmed with opportunity right now. Is that part of the problem
across
in your estimation?
Especially in commercial and house building, but there's more opportunities and what we call, vertical. We've talked about it before in past discussions. Vertical construction, be it housing, whatever, has more opportunities for subcontracting opportunities for minority contractors. Our work, especially this project, where we're literally open cutting and putting in new pipelines, the capital expenditure, the entry-level capital outlay is very high, which reduces the amount of participants, let alone once those participants are in the market. We're getting a lot of competition. What we're experiencing with City Work, and we've talked to managers within BES, there's just a tremendous amount of, private work. I mean, you look at between Happy Valley and Hillsboro, the thousands of homes that are going in and the earthwork and utility work, we just can't get people to quote the work. I mean, it's just the market pressure that's happening.
And I appreciate that perspective, and I am satisfied that you've made the effort, and our staff is satisfied that you've made the effort. I just wanted to give people an opportunity to hear, because it is not at our standard.
Well, I
think we needed to have this public conversation as to why.
I'm past president of the Utility Contractors Association. I'm on the board, and we've had many meetings with BES and purchasing and previous discussions. I must say that the 20% is quite aggressive. It's the highest of any municipality and or state body in the state as far as minority participation or ESB. It's very aggressive. We're quite proud that, you know, we've got 11.3%, quite honestly, participation on this job. Out of 15 subcontractors, 10 of them are WBE ESBs. So 75% of our contractors are. So, you know, we were quite pleased with the results. It's just, unfortunately, we can't get to that. We haven't been able to get to that. Oh, I got one I haven't shared with purchasing, but we just, there was one subcontractor of ours that just received their WBE certification with the state. So we have another 2%+ that we'll be applying for approval for this job. There's some plus. So
that's,
we're in the 13 or 14%.
Okay. Okay, that's good news.
Yeah.
That's good to hear.
But it's just the market right now. It's
okay.
it's just real competitive.
Thank you for clarifying that, Commissioner Fritz.
Well, I certainly appreciate you have been here many times on these contracts, and you know that we're always going to ask the questions.
Yeah.
So I do appreciate the effort. Do you have any suggestions for us on is there anything the city could do to help in this challenge?
Well, you know, it's a big task. And Commissioner Fish in the past has discussed about disparity studies, and the city has gone through disparity studies. And it's expensive for the city to do that. I would propose, and I'm speaking for our NUCA chapter, I would like to have a roundtable discussion for any commissioner and or obviously purchasing. I think we need to revisit this aspirational goal of 20%. I think we need to take another look at it. It's an exception. I haven't seen a job yet quite where we've received 20% because I monitor all the bids. But I'm more than happy, and I'm volunteering our NUCA, our Utility Contractors Association, to sit down with a roundtable and just talk through this process. And if anything, to maybe help educate the commissioners on what we're up against.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And I think you've just gone a long way towards doing that. And we've had others testify to similar effect about the current market conditions. So I appreciate that. Thank you. Colleagues, any further questions? I'll entertain a motion.
We have someone who wants to testify.
I will get there. I'll entertain a motion.
Move to accept the report.
Second.
So we have a motion from Commissioner Fritz, a second from Commissioner Saltzman. And we have one person.
Yes, Shedrick J. Wilkins.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Since this Green Street project did not mention street lights, can I defer my idea to the next talk, which is 888? So just I'll mesh it together. The one that does the lighting.
You know what? Go ahead and that's fine. Yeah, we'll have you up for the next. Please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The procurement report is accepted. Next item.